Oh, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Well, speaking of on the air, I'm almost out of breath blowing up this pillow that I'm going to use on the airplane. Hey, does traveling stress you out? Are you ever worried that you didn't pack enough or that you didn't get on the flight and think, or you get on the flight and think, man, I knew I forgot something. Well, today's lesson is Travel Hacks. That's the title, Travel Hacks. Today we'll talk about some ways to make your travel experience better for the next time you leave home. So some special terms you can look forward to are germaphobe and staycation. Germaphobe and staycation. What kind of words are these? Well, you'll have to listen carefully for those words. Right now, let's get the show on the road.
Travel Hacks. 6. Blanket and pillow. Take your own light travel blanket and pillow. You never know when the airline might run out. 7. Comfortable clothes. Wear comfortable clothes, especially on really long flights. 8. Alcohol wipes. Use alcohol wipes to clean the surfaces around your seat on the plane. These areas are likely to be covered in germs. 9. Good seat. A good seat usually costs extra, but it's almost always worth it. A little more room can make your flight more comfortable.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 alcohol 这个名词。Alcohol 是指酒精。例如 ,the doctor used alcohol to sanitize the wounded area before stitching the cut. 医生在缝合伤口之前先用酒精把受伤的区域消毒了。或者是 ,this wine contains around 14% alcohol. 这瓶酒的酒精含量大约在 14%。Alcohol 也可以指含酒精的饮料。例如 ,Amelia is pregnant, she can't drink any alcohol. Amelia 怀孕了她不能喝任何酒。它的形容词是字尾加上 IC 变成 alcoholic, 意思是含酒精的。例如 ,alcoholic beverages, 含酒的饮品。接下来我们看的是 germ 这个名词。germ 是指细菌通常是用复数型。例如 ,the disinfectant claims to kill all germs. 这个消毒剂声称可以杀死所有的细菌。或者是 germs multiply rapidly in warm temperatures. 细菌在温暖的环境下滋生得很快。germ 和 bacterium, B-A-C-T-E-R-I-U-M, 中文都翻译成细菌。但是 germ 通常是指不好的引起疾病的病菌。而 bacterium 可以是指有害的或者是无害的细菌。它的复数型是 bacteria, B-A-C-T-E-R-I-A。例如 ,the good bacteria in our stomachs help our digestion. 我们胃部的益菌可以帮助消化。
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Rebecca, let me tell you, this airplane pillow is taking forever for me to blow up. So why don't you take it, right now, our lesson?
Right. Go ahead. I noticed that you've been blowing that pillow for a really long time. It better be a really good pillow.
Yeah.
Well, friends, here we are talking about travel hacks. I'm sure you all enjoy traveling, and there are ways to make your traveling experience much more enjoyable. Okay, so the first tip we read is blanket and pillow. Take your own light travel blanket and pillow. Oh, you're done.
There it is. This is my neck pillow, Rebecca.
Wow, you are pretty fast.
It's perfect for a flight, especially if they run out of blankets or pillows on the airplane, right? That's what our lesson says. You never know when the airline might run out.
I have a question. Have you ever been on an airplane when they ran out of pillows and blankets?
Actually, No. Maybe blankets. Yes, I have been on an airplane where they ran out of blankets. Why do you ask, Rebecca? Do you think it's unusual?
Well, I was just curious. You never know. Maybe you had a fun story to share.
Well, no. But I have been on planes when I regretted not bringing my own neck pillow because it's so uncomfortable trying to sleep on flights. So, friends, this is a good phrase to know. You never know when something might happen. Okay, you never know when the airline might run out. Use this to tell somebody to do something or prepare something just in case, because you never know.
For example, this is another way that you can use this phrase. I think that you should always carry a book around, because you never know when you will be waiting around. Maybe you're waiting for the train, the bus, your friends, and then you can have something to do. Or you could bring your English homework, Chinese homework, something.
What about your cell phone? I mean, you could listen to podcasts, right?
Yeah, you could bring your cell phone too. But I think it's better to have a book.
All right. Well, prepare something because you never know when you might just be sitting around and waiting. And our lesson says you never know when the airline might run out. Now, those two words separately, we know what they mean, right? To run is like you're walking, but very fast, right? Out is the opposite of in. To run out, what does that mean? That means to use up all of something. You have no more.
So, for example, I open up the refrigerator. Oh, no, we ran out of eggs. Now I can't eat eggs this morning.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, sometimes when I ride my scooter to work, there was one time when I ran out of gas, and needless to say, I was pretty late to work. Well, the next travel hack we have here today is comfortable clothes, okay? So wear comfortable clothes, especially on really long flights.
And let's take a look at this next tip, alcohol wipes. Use alcohol wipes to clean the surfaces around your seat on the plane. Why? There could be germs.
Exactly. Okay, it says these areas are likely to be covered in germs. Now, isn't this a lovely photo? And isn't this a great word? This word does not appear in our lesson, friends, but we just thought it would be fun to talk about germaphobe. Now, if you're a germaphobe, that means you are unreasonably or super scared of germs, more than normal. It's kind of like in Chinese, you might say 洁癖. That's a 比洁癖, 还要 严重一点. So, a germaphobe. Are you a germaphobe?
Well, when my brother was younger, he was such a germaphobe. He was always washing his hands. Every time he touched something, just a little something, he would go run to the bathroom and wash his hands.
So, was your brother the kind of person who would always put toilet paper on the toilet seat every time he went to the bathroom?
You know, I actually never asked him that, but I'm sure he probably did.
That's kind of a private question.
Yes, actually, Gabe.
And actually, that's kind of more normal, okay? I know a lot of people who do that, but if you're a germaphobe, you do even more things. Maybe every time you open a door handle, you have to have a tissue in your hand to open the door handle so that you don't touch the doorknob, right?
That was my brother.
That was your brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he is a germaphobe.
Oh, yes, he was a germaphobe. Absolutely.
Right.
So
maybe he would have had alcohol wipes on an airplane?
Maybe. I don't remember. That was so long ago. But, yeah, possibly.
Right.
Well, let's look at this next tip. It's good seat. Good seat. Mm-hmm. A good seat usually costs extra, but it's almost always worth it. A little more room can make your flight more comfortable.
And, yeah, as you can see from this picture, a lot of flights, this is what it feels like. Because the seats are so close to each other, you don't have a lot of leg room. You feel cramped, right? So it's nice to have a good seat. Rebecca, have you ever gone on a staycation?
Staycation? What's a staycation?
I think we have to learn about this word in
the Info Cloud.
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. Friends, we all look forward to taking vacation. It's a chance to relax and maybe even see new places.
Although I do enjoy taking a staycation now and then, there is something very relaxing about taking the time to enjoy where I live.
Staycation. This is a fun word that combines the word stay and the word vacation. It's a created word that has become more common in the last 10 to 15 years.
Especially after the economic hardships around 2008, when people wanted to save money on travel and hotels, but still have the opportunity to enjoy vacation time.
When people take a staycation, they don't just stay at home and read a book or watch movies. Some people put a lot of time and effort into their staycation plans.
They might go to museums and theme parks, or local parks and restaurants. They do all the things that people on vacation might do, but they do it in their local area and sleep in their own home at night.
朋友们，你是不是很喜欢假期，却又因为钱的问题不敢真的去度假呢？在经济不景气的大环境中 ，staycation 或许是一个经济实惠的选择。这是 stay 和 vacation 组合起来的一个新名词。stay 是留在原地，而 staycation 就是在家度假或是宅度假，但不代表不出门哦，而是不出远门，把旅费省下来，到离家不远的博物馆、高级餐厅、主题乐园等等的景点，享受与传统假期 vacation 一样同等的乐趣，却又不需要让荷包大失血。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning with a lesson called Travel Hacks. That is, traveling made easier. Now, in the first section, we talked about getting a good seat. That is, you want to try to find a seat where you have enough room for your legs. You have a lot of leg room, right? Well, how else should you look for a good seat? Should you take babies into consideration? Let's find out.
Travel hacks. 10. Babies. Everybody loves cute little babies, except when they cry nonstop during a flight. If you would rather not sit close to a baby, sit far from the bulkhead. This is the area preferred by many parents. 11. Airport lounge. Before a long trip, consider paying the fee to use an airport lounge. Food, drinks, magazines, and newspapers are free. Plus, the quiet atmosphere will provide a relaxing way to start your trip.
OK， 继续我们看的是 bulkhead 这个名词。Bulkhead 是指飞机或者是船分隔空间用的舱壁或隔板。例如 ，the aircraft consists of 5 sections divided by bulkheads。这架飞机有用舱壁分隔的五个区域。例如 ，there aren't individual screens on this flight. You can only watch a movie from the screens on the bulkheads。这架班机没有个人的荧幕，你只能从舱壁上的荧幕上看电影。最后我们看的是 lounge 这个名词。Lounge 是指机场、饭店的休息厅或等候室，通常是为了某种舱等的客人专用，或者需要付费。例如 ，Sean rested in the business airline lounge before boarding。Sean 在登机之前先到商务舱的贵宾厅休息，或者是 the holders of this credit card have access to the first class airport lounges in most countries。这张信用卡的持卡人可以使用大多数机场的头等舱贵宾室。Lounge 也可以当动词，意思是指懒洋洋的坐或者是躺。例如 ，Joe loves to lounge on his couch after dinner。Joe 吃完晚餐之后喜欢懒洋洋的坐在沙发上。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Gabe? Gabe, it's time to wake up.
What?
Why are you sleeping?
Wait, are we teaching?
Yes. I think that pillow is a little too comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Go to sleep.
Oh, this is a good neck pillow. It pays to have a good neck pillow. But when you're on an airplane, not when you're supposed to be teaching at studio classroom.
Right. Exactly. Well, anyway, Gabe, mm-hmm. we need to get right into our lesson here.
Yes, well, I'm ready because now I'm wide awake. I had a nice little cat nap just now, Rebecca. It was great.
I guess you didn't hear all the babies crying, huh?
Oh, babies? On an airplane?
Yeah, have you ever been on an airplane with a crying baby?
Who hasn't been on an airplane with a crying baby? It seems like every flight, there's always at least one little baby that will cry nonstop throughout the flight. Well, that's what this next travel hack is all about. Everybody loves cute little babies except when they cry nonstop during a flight. Now, you see that word except, and there's a related word, is the noun exception. Okay, so an exception is not the norm. It's not what's normal.
And this reminds me of English. Mm-hmm. English can be very difficult because you learn certain rules to, you know, like grammatical rules or grammar rules, and then you realize there are a lot of exceptions to the rules.
That's true.
So many exceptions.
That's one of the complaints I hear a lot about English grammar, is that there's rules, but then people don't pay attention to the rules sometimes. There are a lot of exceptions to the rules. Well, everybody loves cute little babies except when they cry nonstop during a flight. So we could say everybody loves cute little babies, but there is an exception to this fact, and that is when they're crying nonstop on a flight. Now, what about that word nonstop? Now, this is something that doesn't stop, especially when you're discussing a journey going from point A to point B, okay? The journey will end. It will stop. But on that journey from point A to point B, if something goes nonstop, it keeps going.
Exactly. Of course, in our lesson, when we see the word nonstop, we're not talking about a journey or a flight. We're talking about a baby that just kind of keeps on going and going and going,
yeah.
Keeps on crying. But this reminds me, not too long ago, I had a non-flight stop, or a non-stop flight.
I was going to say.
Non-stop flight.
A non-flight stop, that would be a plane that did not fly and it just stayed on the ground.
That would be a problem, and yeah. That's not the type of flight I want to ride on. Okay, so no, it was a non-stop flight from Taiwan to L.A. 12 hours, but hey, it didn't stop.
Well, that is the best kind of flight because, mm-hmm. Man, I know that it can be a lot cheaper. You can save money by maybe having two or three or four layovers at really weird times of the day, but the best is really a nonstop flight.
Exactly. So, back to these babies that cry nonstop during the flight. If you would rather not sit close to a baby, sit far from the bulkhead. This is the area preferred by many parents. Now let's take a look at airport lounge.
Well, before that, this is what a bulkhead looks like. We wanted to talk about this a little bit because there are different parts to an airplane, and it's good to know what some of them are called in English, okay? That bulkhead where there are seats, but then there's this kind of wall right in front of you. That area is called the bulkhead. Okay, now the lounge.
Now let's talk about the airport lounge. Before a long trip, consider paying the fee to use an airport lounge. Food, drinks, magazines, and newspapers are free. Plus, the quiet atmosphere will provide a relaxing way to start your trip.
Okay, well, what about that word atmosphere? It could refer to the atmosphere, the air in the earth, right? Or it could refer to the feeling. Maybe in Taiwanese you might call it the few. What kind of few does it have? What kind of atmosphere does it have?
And I love going to restaurants mm-hmm. that have a very quiet and peaceful atmosphere.
Oh, good. Well, do you like to enjoy review skits that have a nice atmosphere?
You bet. Let's go there now.
I love to travel.
Me too. But with so many concerns these days, it can be difficult.
So why not make air travel easier?
But how?
Here are some hacks that can help.
Hacks?
Yes. First, make a copy of your passport. If it's lost or stolen, it will be easier to replace.
I already did.
Great. Another tip. Take a photo of your suitcase. If your bag gets lost, you can show others what to search for.
I did that too.
Did you put identification tags inside and outside?
Yes, I always do. It reduces the risk of someone taking it by mistake.
And travel with a brightly colored suitcase or tie a bright ribbon around the handle.
How's this? My case is easy to see, right?
It sure is. Hey, did you bring gum to chew during takeoff and landing?
I've got some right here. It helps when my ears are popping.
Another thing I do is bring my own travel blanket and pillow.
I do that too. You never know when the airline might run out.
Wearing comfortable clothes is important, especially on long flights.
I agree. And what about alcohol wipes? I use them to clean the surfaces around my seat.
Me too. Those areas are covered in germs.
Ew!
A good seat is a good idea. It makes your flight more comfortable.
So true. It may cost more, but it's usually worth it.
Oh, and keep away from babies.
Everybody loves babies, except when they cry nonstop. Wah, wah, wah.
All these hacks make flying much easier.
I completely agree. But you forgot one thing.
What's that?
The airport lounge. Food, drinks, magazines, and newspapers are all free.
Plus a quiet atmosphere. It's a relaxing way to start a trip.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Oh, hey, Gabe. It's time for me to use this pillow, thank you.
Why?
Because I'm getting ready to go on a trip tomorrow. I'm going to Maoling. It's kind of far.
Oh, it is kind of far.
Here I might need this.
Make sure you come back, though, for our lesson, because we're going to be teaching here about Maoling right here next time on
Studio Classroom. Don't worry.
A friend helps at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.